Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Doctors, Wellness Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you every week, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Craig and I get to go live on different topics, different subjects, different things that we see on a regular basis from a clinical perspective, a natural health and wellness approach to all concerns, small and great, that people have regarding their health and how to perform optimally, and our responsibility is to position people so that they get really well and stay that way for a long period of time is probably a good way to describe it. What do you think, Craig?
Well, that's what we try to do on a daily basis.
You know, one of the things I heard Craig say a long time ago, he says, you're not going to meet anybody that cares more about your health than we do, but we can't care more than you do.
that's just the truth.
Hey, I got a couple of announcements I want to dive into before we go into our topic today, which is on hormones. The fourth Tuesday of the month is the Nutrition 101 class. It is complimentary. We open the doors at 6:15. So the 22nd of June, 6:15 here is our Nutrition 101 class. It is open to the public. Come be our guests. We'd love to have you there. Every second Monday is a talk given by Catherine Key. And she does an amazing broad spectrum education and discussion on vaccines. It's an amazing, we just had it this Monday. It was really good. It takes an hour and a half or so, be ready to sit in a nice cool room and watch a beautiful slide presentation with Catherine leading us through it. But it is worth it. You need to be well informed on that topic now more than ever. And lastly, first and third Tuesday of every month is the orientation class. Please, if you know anybody who needs to come and find out a little bit more about what we do and how we do it, and most importantly, why we do this, you're certainly welcome to send them to us. First and third Tuesday every month, 6:15 again. And please call ahead and get a chair because it is a little bit, it's not too spacious in our classroom. We can get 10 or 12 people in there, I suppose, comfortably, especially with the heat we're having.
Whee! Yep.
So, today's topic, hormones. Yes, men, we have them too.
Yes, we do.
Guess we'll get that little blip out of the way right now. Men do also have, and I think it's important, I guess for me, when I try to communicate with clients about what it is that we do here, in terms of positioning them to get well, I try to get up as far up the causal chain, the influencing chain as possible, and realize that it's not about liver, it's not about adrenals, it's not about pelvic organs, ovaries, uterus, that type of thing. It's about the endocrine system. The whole system. You know, what most people don't realize is that endocrine system, there's 17 different organs. It is conducted in its harmony by the pituitary. And so you have the pituitary right here, you have the rest of the endocrine system here, then you have digestion. So really further up the chain of importance is making sure that the endocrine system is in as much harmony as it possibly can be in. So we're going to talk a lot about, hormones, or let me rephrase, hormonal imbalances.
There you go.
Is really a symptom
yep.
of the problem. It's a symptom of the problem. If you have headaches, insomnia, night sweats.
Hot flashes.
Your chemistry is off, right? Low T. How many commercials are they? And they're targeting men, right? Low T, which one of the major contributors to that issue developing, Catherine actually covers in her talk on vaccines. So there's a definite correlation over the last three or four generations with men not feeling much like men anymore because of some of the interference that's been plaguing
some of the real interferences are metals and chemicals.
Metals and chemicals
for men.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because we have a tendency, you know, especially if you're working in the trades and that, you're around a lot of those things a lot of the time.
Yeah. And solvents, your body, and sprays, and
your body can only handle so much and chelate so much out, and then it starts storing it and replacing good minerals with bad stuff, and then it just starts causing so many other problems in the whole endocrine system.
Yeah. So that's a good point. I mean, it's important to realize that you don't have just a thyroid concern, okay? Even though maybe blood work says so, even though maybe some of your physical symptoms really point to thyroid. If the thyroid's out of harmony, suffering from dis-ease, okay, then the entire endocrine system's out. It's going to hit the adrenals. It's going to hit liver, heart, okay, brain function, right? So there's a lot, it ripple effects through that whole system. So it's kind of like, you know, you can't say you have a, saying you have just a thyroid concern for the endocrine system is kind of like me handing you the steering wheel to a car and I say, go out and enjoy your drive.
Yeah.
There's some things missing, right?
Like the
car. These are complexes, right? And so to say that you just have a thyroid concern or just have a cardiovascular heart concern is really, I think, minimalizing the picture, not properly educating the person as to what's really going on and the influence that has. Men, our biggest concern is prostate.
Yep.
Our biggest concern as we age is prostate health. We are told in America by modern medical personnel, if you live long enough, men, you will have, to a lesser or greater degree, some type of prostate health issue. Okay? We're told that because if you live long enough, that's what we're told. Doesn't mean we're going to experience it. But if you're told that, it's because the prostate gland, two-thirds of its responsibility as part of that endocrine system is immunity to support non-reoccurring urinary tract, kidney tract, kidney and urinary tract, bladder infections. That's what it's really, it's what its primarily job is, two-thirds. Only one-third of the gland's responsibility has anything to do with fertility, anything to do with semen production. It's two-thirds of its job is immunity.
Yes.
And because it's a gland, most men will get BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy, they call it, I think I pronounced that right, but they end up with a swelling, a little bit of inflammation. That's an indication that it's fighting something on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Do something immediately. Get on echinacea or elderberry or golden seal. Also, men, if you suffer from chronic dry mouth or cotton mouth, sciatic nerve issues that you really can't explain.
Low back pain,
high blood pressure that you can't explain. Where'd that come from? These are all indications of prostate. Most men have been told, well, if you got a good urinary stream, you're fine.
Yeah, that's not true.
And that's not true. Insomnias, headaches, ringing in the ears, the whoosh whoosh, high blood pressure, body aches, leg aches. There's a lot besides just having a really good urinary stream that is an indication of stress.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So prostate men, pay close attention. Pygwium, saw palmetto, pumpkin seeds.
Zinc.
Be consuming these things on a consistent basis.
Whole food consuming those things.
Whole food sources first, supplements second.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got an amazing, you know, herbal endocrine for men and women, wild yam for men and women, HP prostate for men, female balance for women. We have some amazing formulas that you can mix match and put together from an herbal perspective that position the entire endocrine system to reharmonize.
Yep.
Right? But we've got to know, is there some food sensitivities going on? Usually there is. Men, Men, I tell you right now, if you're a male and you have a prostate concern or issue that's showing up there and you're a beer drinker, forget it.
Stop drinking beer.
Forget it. If you want to keep drinking beer, that's your business, but that prostate will never get well if you're drinking beer. It's just one of those foods, because of the hops, because of the nature of it rapidly converting to sugar. Mm-hmm. That sugar is processed through the kidneys, passed through the urinary tract. Is a constant inflammatory problem when you're drinking beverages, especially beer, that converts rapidly to sugar. So you just got to be aware of that. We all get choices. The choices we make. It's so cool. I was talking with a client today. She made a comment because she's got a very small program, but she does the cleanses. Mm-hmm. She's really good about doing our calendar of cleanses. You know, the bowel, take a couple of weeks off, liver for a week. Another couple of weeks, then you do the kidney, lymphatic, and check for parasites and heavy metals. And we check these on people every visit, but she made a comment to her, she goes, you know, I want to be able to have a life while I live a life.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty, like, you know, that's like inspiring, right?
It's like when I say, as long as I can go play golf,
right,
I want to live.
Yep.
The day comes that I can't walk a golf course or swing a golf club, it's not worth living anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have a life if you can't live life.
Yeah, and I want to be happy and physically enjoying life.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, we want to live life, and we also want to have a life. So, you know, enjoying those things that we enjoy. You know, golfing for Craig and I, motorcycles. We like our motorcycles, right? Being out in fresh air and doing that kind of thing. So all of this plays into, when it comes to the endocrine system, and actually this is something we should actually be talking more about, I think, because our system survey, 80 to 90% of that's on there is all endocrine system.
Yep.
There's a little bit on the nervous system, but it's primarily its endocrine system.
We're checking on the cardiovascular.
Well, that's part of the endocrine system.
That's part of it.
Heart's part of it, yeah. So we got the heart, the parathyroid, the thyroid, the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus. You got kidneys, you got prostate, ureters, the urinary tract.
Adrenals.
It's all part of that. Lungs. Lungs are part of the endocrine system.
Yep.
So, and it's called pulmonary in lungs, right? Cardiovascular, right? Cardiology, okay? What modern medicine has done, unfortunately, is they've taken a look at the whole, and then they've broken it into little sections and dissected it down to its individual parts, and they think that, you know, from a standpoint
of... If you can fix that part,
everything's fine. It's like, no. You can't give somebody a steering wheel and tell them, go enjoy your car. Doesn't work. It does not work. Modern medicine's a miserable failure when it comes to chronic illness. Emergency medical?
Best in the world.
Amazing. Hands down. Beautiful. Wonderful.
Saves lives every day.
Saves lives in the last 15 minutes or so that we've been on this live. There's been thousands of people's lives saved because somebody knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But modern medicine doesn't know anything about health. They can teach you about disease, drugs, and surgeries, but they can't teach you anything about health. And we need to wake up and understand that fact, that is, there's no way around that. None of these people, doesn't mean they're not good people, and that they mean well, and they have a passion for caring for others. All of those things can be true, but the system that they serve does nothing to position the average person to achieve optimum health, period. That system only exists in the natural health arena. Herbology, naturopathy, chiropractic, iridology, acupuncturist, massage therapist, these types of things. It exists in that realm, but it doesn't exist in modern medicine at all. So hormones. So we got night flashes. You know, 50% of the hot flashes that women get is kidney related?
Absolutely.
Kidneys. There's some kind of challenge, either dehydration or toxicity, congestion, inflammation. Something's interfering with
foods sure.
Primarily, yeah, and then a secondary immune challenge could be yeast, could be bacteria that will interfere with that body's ability to perform. But 50% is kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Vast majority of it has to do with nutritional deficiencies like the nutrients found in black currant seed oil or iodine, natural occurring iodine, which would be like dulse, kelp, the things we put in superfood.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get those nutrients inland, okay? We're not on the West Coast or East Coast. We don't get that sea vegetable kind of influence in our diets like the people on the East and West Coast do. So their hormones tend to stay a little more balanced, in harmony, I guess is the mm-hmm. best way to put it, because they're getting certain nutrients necessary. All of us around here, most people around here, have heard of Legall's solution. Legall's is a iodine formula, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but dulse and kelp and bladder wrack, which is seaweed, as Craig mm-hmm. mentioned, are great sources of things that we can add back into the diet. Dark green leafy cruciferous vegetables, seeds and nuts, you know, formulas that have pygmium and saw palmetto and things of that nature for the men. Women is, you know, more wild yam, phytoestrogens, phytonutrients. Kumquat,
black cohosh.
Thank you.
Red raspberry, licorice root.
Yep.
All of those things help to balance
yes.
the endocrine system. And in doing so, it helps to balance your hormones.
Yep. Yeah, a byproduct of a healthy endocrine system is balanced hormones.
Yes.
Most women don't realize because, again, we've been misinformed by an industry that doesn't know anything about health, that PMS is a thing. It's a standalone thing. It's a standalone thing. And if you are irritable and bloated and back pain and emotional, 2 to 3 days or 5 days, 7 days before actual menses, right? Before actual flow, then that's normal. That's a standalone, it's called PMS. You have PMS.
No, you have imbalanced hormones.
Yeah, you have a hormone system that if it was in balance and harmony was there and it was doing well, what would happen? Your experience, and I know this for some of you women, it's gonna sound weird for coming from a guy, but here's what the experience should be. When things are normal. What I'm about to describe is not common at all. You get up one day, you run to the bathroom, it's like, whoop, I guess it's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know. None of this malarkey PMS stuff, okay? Especially you young, fertile women who have been just told, well, you need birth control, right? These are the things that you need to pay attention. You just need birth control. Let's just trick your endocrine system into believing it's pregnant all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And then these terrible, terrible PMS and irregularities will go away. Well, they're positioning you for the best, next worst problem, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. When things are going wrong in the body, that's the body telling you there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? You suppress that symptom, it doesn't fix anything. You have to find out what's causing the symptom and try to fix it.
Yep. Hey, this young lady's got a message for us. Hey, Donna. Hey, Dan and Craig. First time I've been able to catch up with you guys live. She works with Wendy. Love Wendy in Michigan. So thankful for just helped me so much. Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Love it to hear from folks around the country that you know, are finally getting, you know, positioned to experience what people like Wendy and Craig and I and Tammy have to offer. And then we got Shayla and April and Ed mm-hmm. and Cassidy and just amazing, like Carl and
there,
all these
there
people.
There are so many.
Yeah, there's just dozens of people now that have had an opportunity to get exposed to this. And now we got the Blueprint channel that people can plug into for you know, not even the price of a meal out
mm-hmm.
on a monthly basis and get like 12 to 15 videos a month, not just on what we do, but also on the Herbals channel that Becca runs. It's pretty, mm-hmm. it's just fascinating. We're so blessed and so fortunate to be positioned to do what we get to do, and we love hearing from people, so thank you for making that comment. I really appreciate you introducing yourself.
You know, and one of the biggest things that people need to understand about what we're trying to do for you is we're trying to position your body to function the way it's designed to function.
Yep.
You know, I'm not trying to change how your body works. I'm trying to help it to work the way it's supposed to. Yeah. I don't fix anything for anybody.
Right.
All I do is position you to where you can fix yourself. And
position the body to do what it knows how to do.
Right.
Yeah, the best, we tell people this all the time when we're in the exam rooms, right, and they're on the tables. And the best doc in the room's lying on the table.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, we're just doing what we can to listen and position so that that person can become aware of what they need to be doing differently. It's called lifestyle, okay? We just recently changed our Nutrition 101 class. We talk a lot about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. The four pillars that hold it up, kind of like the legs on a table that make a table stable, okay? The four legs. Well, here's the four pillars to lifestyle. Your diet, how your rest is going, how you're dealing with stress, and movement. Those are the four pillars to your lifestyle. You influence every single day, good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. You're making the choices. You're taking the action. What you're doing with that, make wise your freedom of choice. That's up to you.
Those things are so important, especially when it comes to hormones.
Especially with hormones. Because it's everything. The endocrine system is so far up the causal chain on how everything performs. Mm-hmm. Mental clarity, focus, cognitive function, the eyes, the ears, taste, sense of smell, right? Throat, heart, lungs, everything is the quality of skin. Do I look healthy and vibrant, right? Am I performing well? Do I sleep well? Do I have lots of energy? I mean, it's all, the endocrine system is always going to be an influencing part of that. That's why that symptom survey, 80, 90% of it's about the endocrine system organs. Where's the stress? What's causing it? And how to clear it. If you don't have the answer to those three questions, you really don't have a solution. So
now I'm going to bring up a couple other things.
Do it. On the hormones.
When it comes to hormones,
yes.
Foods that you really want to try to avoid as much as
Thank
you can.
You
know, coffee, black tea. I'm talking about stuff like Earl Grey and things like that that are really high in caffeine. You want to stay away from the cola drinks.
Yep.
You know, any of those, you know, highly processed sugary drinks. Chocolate is
You said
not
chocolate, we just
friend.
Lost 9 of our 10 viewers right now. They just said, oh, no, that's where I draw the line.
But what a lot of people don't realize is the chocolate that I'm really talking about is Hershey's. You know, I'm not talking about a good quality, high cocoa count,
85%
low sugar.
Dark.
You know, that you can suck on it and it just takes care of your cravings.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from alcohol, both men and women. And red wine, especially for women that are getting hot flashes.
Big time. The nitrates in those.
They will just set you up. You know, so dairy products, red meats, refined foods, of course.
Yeah, the processed
sugars,
grains.
Spicy foods. Now, a lot of times people wonder what we mean by spicy foods. We're talking about the ones that have a lot of peppers in them because, once again, they cause inflammation.
Yeah.
And when you've got inflammation, it's just like anything else, it sets off something else down the causal chain.
Yeah.
If your hormones are imbalanced, you get some inflammation. Or something that feeds inflammation. Yep. Guess what? It throws your hormones out of whack, and boom, hot flash.
Yep.
These things are important to understand and to educate yourself on.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have questions about this stuff, call us. For goodness sakes,
comments right here.
And comments right here. While you know, we go through these.
Yep. We go back through and answer.
And if there's a question that you have, you know, put the comment out there. We're going to get back to you on it. Yep. Might not be right away because we're pretty busy, but we're going to do it as quickly as we possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, because like he said, we care about you.
Yeah.
You know, we can't fix everything, but you know what? The body can. And if we can position it to be successful, it's going to fix those hot flashes. It may take a little time.
Headaches, insomnia, swelling.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. Yeah. Ability to lose weight. We hear that so much from men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the metabolism. Oh, my metabolism's really slowed down. I turned 54 and I just, my metabolism really, really
slowed. Yeah, I started packing the pounds on. Yeah,
I lost 26 pounds when I was 54.
Yeah.
You know, that's a symptom of the problem. People that can't lose weight is a symptom. The metabolism is ruled by the endocrine system.
Yep. Right. Once again, we always go back to the endocrine system, folks, if you've noticed.
And the number one influencer on your endocrine system and every other system in the body is what you do right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've told my story about the brain, the two brains the body has, right? With one between the ears makes decisions, the one in the gut dictates quality of health. Problem is, they got this really mean, nasty, abusive neighbor called the mouth. And this guy will overrule what this one needs for what this one thinks it wants.
Yeah, if it tastes good, we want to eat it.
Yeah, we're all there.
Unfortunately, over the past 100 years, we've gone from eating
quality of food
for sustenance to eating for pleasure.
Yep.
That's right. And that throws your whole system out. You always have to remember, it always begins back with diet.
Yep.
A
healthy diet leads into better rest. Better rest leads into less stress or minimizing stress reduction techniques that you have to have. Prayer, meditation, walks, things of that nature. And that leads into, I feel like going out and doing some movement.
Yeah.
That's why those are the four pillars to lifestyle, right? Those four pillars in that order, because this diet is number one. The number one influencer on everything that you do, experience, feel, how you perform, how well you heal, get over a broken arm, avoid the China virus, whatever it is that's going on, okay? That's the number one influencer. Pay attention to that, be aware, make good decisions. So that you do have less, that you rest better, so you do have less stress, and you feel like moving, right? They all work together. And we get to choose how the decisions around those things, right? And nobody does this perfectly. If you were to look at my food logs I've been keeping for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years, you would see a 90 to 95% consistency in diet, not perfection. Consistency. That is the key.
Well, I know food, hydration.
That's part of diet.
Absolutely. Exercise. And
movement.
And what we're talking about in exercise is a 20-minute brisk walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that'll start you on a path to where, you know, it ends up being 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then you can get to where you can run a little bit.
Yep.
You know, you can go
or
to
you
a
feel
gym,
like maybe adding some weights in there.
Do some weights. Or
hey, you know what? I think I'll sign up for one of them boot camps 6 months down the road. I want to try one of those little, you know, mini marathon things or, you know, something like, I mean, that's one of those things.
I mean, there's so many things that you can do for yourselves. And you know what? Movement and good diet helps to relieve stress.
Let's see what this young lady has to say. She's... Donna gave us another comment here. We'll finish up. We're going to finish up on Donna's comment. Wendy's working with me right now on my fatigue. Don't sleep well. I am postmenopausal. And for some reason, I don't like to go out in the daytime. Have you heard of that before? Is it hormones? Here's the number one thing about getting good quality of rest. It goes back to diet. Do not eat processed foods after 5 p.m. So, standard fare in America.
Cookies, cakes,
hey, it's summertime, baby. Let's crank up the grill. We're going to have some hot dogs, and we're going to watch a movie. Or some popcorn.
Popcorn,
right? So, make sure that from this decision standpoint, Donna, that you have done your best to eliminate consistently carbohydrates, fast-metabolizing processed grains after 5 p.m. Have fats, have some meat protein, have seeds and nuts. That's where
nice,
I would
cool
start.
Nice cool salad during the summertime, maybe some watermelon.
Yeah.
You know, those types
low sugar
of things.
Stuff, like some of the cherries, not cherries, but the blueberries, you know, those kind of snacks, avocados.
Melons.
Melon fruits,
all forms.
Apples, oranges, bananas, pears, grapes, not too much sugar late in the day.
Yeah.
Make sure you're doing either HP female or female balance or female with endocrine, female with wild yam, something. And know that it takes, from an herbal perspective, with lifestyle considerations being made, it still takes about 3 to 6 months, 3 months minimum, 4 months, 3-4 months, to get to work through the cycles of balancing out the endocrine system as a whole to restore harmony. So no, it takes about 3 or 4 months. No carbs late in the day. Biggest influencer on insomnia is that. And see if that doesn't help help with that. Hey, it's 1:30. We gotta dive into exam rooms. Thank you so much for tuning in, Don. I hope that was helpful. Certainly thank you for reaching out to us from Michigan. We're here in Cheyenne, Wyoming again. Next week, we are gonna be talking about psoriasis. Psoriasis will be our discussion next week. That is a multifaceted concern in the skin. It's brutal. It's a slow responder, but it can be corrected. So thank you for tuning in. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday for Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Also, tune in to us on the Total Wellness Radio podcast. You can catch up with us on all the major platforms carry podcast information. And thank you so much for joining us. Be blessed. Have a great week.
Have a wonderful and blessed week, folks.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.